We're confronted this morning with a rather difficult gospel. Jesus seems to be somewhat cruel to this woman in need. She comes up to him, asking him to heal her daughter, to exorcise the demon that is tormenting her daughter. And at first, Jesus doesn't say a single word in answer to her, seemingly ignoring her request from the start. And then when she keeps calling out, his disciples ask him to send her away, and he says to her, basically, "You're not part of the club. I came only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." This was a Gentile woman, not a Jew. And she kept insisting, and then he goes so far as to basically call her a dog. "It is not right," he says, "to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs." God is love, right? Doesn't St. John say that later in the New Testament? What's loving about this response to this woman? The fact of the matter is, if we read the gospel in its fullness and not just kind of the pop version of the gospel of Jesus Christ, we'll find numerous examples of things like this. For example, the rich young man, if you remember, he came up to Jesus and he said, "What do I have to do to inherit eternal life? How do I get to heaven?" And our Lord responded, "Well, you know, keep the commandments. Love your neighbor. You shall not steal. You shall not kill." And the rich young man says, "Well, all of that I've done from my youth." And how does our Lord respond? He doesn't pat him on the back, say, "Job well done. You're in. You're going to heaven." No. He says, "Well, you're still lacking something. Go sell everything you have, give the money to the poor, and come follow me." Or there's that woman who was caught in adultery. And Jesus, in great mercy and compassion, sends away the Pharisees who are about to stone her. And he says, "I don't condemn you," but he doesn't stop there. This poor woman, there on the ground, just moments away from being stoned to death, he then says, "Now go and don't sin again." Hard words. And there are numerous warnings from the lips of Christ about the wailing and gnashing of teeth and the worm that does not die and the torments, the punishments of hell. And yet, can we believe, in the face of all of that, that God is love? Perhaps the problem is not with God, but with our understanding of love. Notice, St. John doesn't say God is a nice guy, or God is warm fuzzies, or God is all affirmation and tolerance. No, he says God is love. We use that word in so many different ways, that word love. But a biblical understanding of the word love means something very specific. It means willing the good of the other. That's what charity, agape, is. Willing the good of the other. And sometimes, willing the good of the other means challenging the other. Tough love, we call it. Parents, you know all about this, right? How many times a day do you say no to your children? Is it because you don't love them? No. It's because you want to keep them safe. You want what's good for them. You want them to learn respect and self-discipline. But sometimes that requires saying no. Or another example that comes to my mind, physical therapists, right? You inflict all kinds of torture upon your patients, don't you? Why? Because you don't love them? No. Because you want them to heal. But the path to the healing is through the pain. Coaches and personal trainers. Maybe you know there's this group that exercises on our parking lot early in the morning. So early, in fact, that when I'm coming down for 6:30 Mass, they're finishing their workout. And more times than not, these ladies look exhausted, beat up. Sometimes they even appear to be angry at their coach, their trainer. Why does she inflict all of this upon them? Because she wants them to be healthy, fit, in good shape. These are expressions of love, willing the good of the other. And so we have to ask in this gospel today, what is the good that Jesus Christ is willing to this woman when he ignores her and then speaks to her in this way? We get a hint in his very last words to her, words of praise. O woman, great is your faith. Let it be done for you as you wish. He can say this only at the end because he has tested her faith and he finds it to be great. Jesus was testing the faith of this woman, not in the way that a math teacher tests their algebra students in order to see if they mastered the content. Jesus knows this woman's heart. He doesn't have to find out what kind of faith she has. But he tests her faith in order to cause it to grow, to stretch her. Her persistence, her continuing to come back and ask again, even when it seems like she's being rejected, that stretched her faith, it caused it to grow, so that our Lord in the end could praise her great faith. This is a very important lesson that we learn from today's gospel. Because if we're honest with ourselves, doesn't it sometimes seem like God is silent and ignoring us? We pray and we don't feel anything. Maybe we come to Mass and it seems like we don't get anything out of it. Is that a waste of time? Sometimes it might even seem as if God is rejecting us as we experience various kinds of suffering and trial, physical illness, emotional struggles, difficulties in relationships. And even, like in our own time these days, it seems like we experience this on a cultural level on the world stage. Where is God? Why is all of this happening? The proper response in these situations is not to turn away from God. It's to make new and greater acts of faith, like the woman in the gospel. Because whatever the reasons that God permits these things to happen in our lives, and oftentimes we're only going to know the fullness of the answer to that question, why, when we get to heaven. But whatever the reason, we can be sure that these are opportunities for us to grow in faith, to make more radical acts of faith, for God to stretch us and cause our faith to grow. Think about the very decision we make to come to church on Sunday morning. Why do we come here? I think if we're not careful, we start looking to church, to Mass, to be a kind of therapy for us. We come looking for warm fuzzies, for good feelings, for that pat on the back, for a pep talk. In fact, my friends, we walk through these doors as an act of faith, as an expression of our deep trust and confidence in God, no matter what's going on in our lives. And if we're going through a difficult time, when the going gets tough, we shouldn't stop coming. In fact, perhaps we should come even more. We have daily Mass so that we can come any day of the week to seek our Lord here. God is love. That's true. Sometimes God's love is tough because he wants us to grow. Because he loves us enough not to leave us how we are, but to make us even greater. Let's ask our Lord today for the grace to grow in faith, to continue to come to him even when the going gets tough, so that one day, when we stand at the threshold of heaven, we will hear him say of us, great is your faith. St. Gerard Majella, pray for us.